Yeah, I think so. I think we're seeing a gradual undermining of neutrality by stealth, and that seems to be the modus operandi of the Fine Gael, particularly in government, but Fianna Fáil are quite happy to go along with it as well. And it's very worrying because, our neutrality is very important, and I think it's very important to the citizens of the country right across the board as well to repeat it. Surveys they have answered strong support for our neutrality position. And, you know, when you see the government now taking the view that they don't have a problem with the training of military, of Ukrainian military, and indeed it seems the participation of the Irish military in that training, this is going to lead to further undermining of our position of neutrality, I believe.
There may well be a section of the population that would say, look, we favour neutrality, but given what's happening in Ukraine at the moment, we're not specifically opposed to this training. Now, your fear is that that could become the thin end of the wedge, and if that's accepted this week, something else is accepted next week, something else is accepted the week after, and what you see is a gradual erosion of the whole idea of neutrality.
Yeah, that's right. Donal, you know, neutrality is you have to be neutral regardless of how uncomfortable it makes you feel, or the fact that, you know, that one cause may be worthy and another cause may be less worthy, as you may see. I believe that the Ukrainian situation is appalling for the Ukrainian civilians that are involved in it and that are suffering because of the outbreak of war there. But I do believe that NATO and indeed a lot of European countries who are actually members of NATO as well have some responsibility for that situation as well, and we have to have a position of neutrality that Ireland has been recognised for right across the world as well, and it has been a time honoured position that we have taken. You know, we use our neutrality status to introduce the first nuclear test ban treaty, and you know, so that's something important and that's something that we should be proud of. And it is a difficult position to take at many times, but it's a position that's worthy, and I think it's something that we should be defending.